The symbolic healthcare vote you didn't hear about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Republicans in the House have fulfilled their campaign promise to pass a bill repealing healthcare reform.
Like a tree that's rotten at the center, we must cut it down and put something new in its place.
So we've been assured that something new is on the way. But in the meantime, the House of Representatives is on record as sincerely believing that the federal government has no business guaranteeing healthcare, or at least guaranteeing your healthcare. Because there was another vote immediately afterward which made it clear what kind of health care a majority of the House still does believe in. Right after the vote to repeal the health care bill, the minority Democrats decided to make a point of their own by forcing a vote on a clever little measure, a measure which said that repeal of health care could only take effect after a majority of members of Congress give up their own federal health benefits. And in fact, 14 House Republicans have already stepped up, saying they would give up their federal health benefits on principle. But just the same, the measure failed. The idea that members strip themselves of the same guarantee they voted to strip from us just couldn't get the votes. Now again, these are all symbolic votes with no real effect, just to send a message. And we're getting that message loud and clear. The message is, you sent us here to take back your country, and so we intend to liberate you from guaranteed health care while making darn sure we keep it for ourselves. Because we may have principles, but we're not crazy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.